This is the Jason Greger Show Archives and Podcast brought to you by Lakewood Chev. It's your choice, and the choice is good. Interest savings of $5,000 to $15,000 right now, and Lakewood Chev will give you the best customer experience. Go to Google Reviews or DealerRater.com, and you'll see that Lakewood is number one. The Dallas Stars in town tomorrow night. That means a good friend of the show, the general manager, is back in town. Jim Nilley joins us now. Jim, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
We appreciate it, Jason Greger, along with Jason Strudwick. Jim, you've made a lot of changes since you came into your role. The number one thing, I know you wanted to solidify your goaltending. You felt that obviously it wasn't up to par the last few years. You make the move for Ben Bishop, and you know, the numbers obviously early on are very good. He's 5-0-1, a save percentage of .920. Can you just talk how getting that, was that priority number one for you, and you felt like any other move you made, if you didn't solidify your goaltending, it almost wouldn't have mattered?
Well, I think you guys see enough games and you know enough about the games to know that your goaltending, you know, the league is just so tight now with the parity and how competitive it is, that if you don't have goaltending that's up to par, it's hard to win in this game. And so it was a priority for us to get that upgraded, and Ben's come in, he's done a great job for us. And what I really like about Ben is he's done the job on the ice, but it's what he's brought in the dressing room. He's a leader. He's very vocal. He's been real good with a young defenseman. And I know our young defensemen rave about how when they go back in the zone to get a puck, he's talking to him. He handles the puck well. So he's been outstanding for us, and he's done a good job this early in the season.
The other big change was at the coaching. What did you see that Hitch could bring in to your group to maybe even be a bigger influence than Bishop?
Well, you know, we kind of our core group. We get a core group of young players coming in, and we're known as that kind of run and gun offense. But as everyone knows, to win in this game, you have to have good structure, and Ken Hitchcock is known for that. He's come in. He's given us some good structure. His resume speaks for himself. You know, he's third overall in wins in the NHL history type of thing. So great resume, great pedigree. He lives and dies the game. And I just love that structure that he's bringing to our game.
Radulov comes back to the NHL, had a really solid season in Montreal. Jim, you went after him fairly heavily in free agency. What was it about Radulov outside of the points that you felt was a good fit for your team?
Well, anytime you can obtain a high-end skilled player without giving anything up, he was a free agent, so he was available out there. And we watched him closely. I've known him a long time, going back to when he was 17 years of age, scouting him and stuff way back in his Russia draft years, and then coming over to play for Quebec in the Quebec League. And he's a high-end player, high-energy player. I love his work ethic. He's a puck hound. He loves to chase down pucks. He's very energetic. And we feel he's a good fit for us. And it was just a chance to add another skilled winger to our lineup.
Well, you also brought in Marty Hanzel, you know, in the offseason. You look at he and Spezza have played so much together. Was there always that thought to maybe just have them interchange there, or is Hanzel kind of the center when he plays with Spezza?
Ken's really been kind of mixing all the lines up. We've got a lot of new pieces, and it's kind of taking time here to settle everything in. And Jason's been playing some center with other wingers. He's been with Janmark and Richie for some time. Hansel's been with some other guys also. So we're really kind of using these first 10, 15 games to really kind of settle in and get a feel where he's going to fit. But, you know, the game plan is for Martin Hanzel. He's going to play against other players, top players. He gives us good matchups on the road, between him, Faxa, Spezza, and Tyler Seguin. It gives us four centermen down the middle that at least when we go on the road, we got some pretty good matchups for other teams.
Another player you signed, Order fans know well, Tyler Pitlick, who, you know, when he was healthy last year in 31 games was great. He unfortunately had a long history of just kind of being unlucky, getting injured at the worst time for him when he was rolling. And last year, I think, was probably the prime example of that. He's coming. You gave him a three-year deal, Jim. For a player who had the injury history, did you feel it was worth it just because you got him at only $1 million? And here so far, he's already got two goals and four assists for you in nine games, which is pretty good production for the cost. Was the 3 years, were you concerned at all about the injuries?
Well, you're always concerned about injuries, but you know, he's still a young man, and I know Tyler going back to his draft days, you know, back when he played college hockey and that, and then he went to Manhattan and played. So we did some homework on him. You know, he's had some tough luck. He reminds him of reminds us a little bit of Patty Eaves, who we picked up. I knew him from Detroit days and picked him up. And, you know, in today's cap world, you got to have some guys that are lower cap hit numbers. We think there's some upside to Tyler's game. He has come in. He's played great for us. He's shown that. We've had him playing with Fax and Roussel, and they've been a real energy line. And he's come in and done his job. He's played very well. We're excited. He's got good speed. And so he's been a good addition for us.
We keep talking about some of the guys you brought in on the back end. Mark Massad, how have you liked he and Klingberg together?
Well, they've been very good. You know, Mark's an experienced player, played with Carlson all those years. Another guy that's very vocal in the dressing room. You can never have enough leadership in your dressing room. And he's a vocal guy, great leadership skills. He's added some more size to our team. We got some good size up front now and on the back end. And so he's been a very good fit for us.
Jim Neal, general manager for the Dallas Stars, joins us. Jim, at the start, there was all the talk about clamping down on the slashing. I'm guessing you were in favor of it. Did you have any concerns that it might slide away like we saw eventually the obstruction after 05-06?
Well, you know, I was actually on the competition committee when we put it in. And, you know, the nice thing with this committee is that there's the voice of the players on this committee also. And they were very, very strong. Their voice was that we had to clamp down on this. And, you know, so we came up with the ideas, and in the end, it's something we have to, clean up. There was too many of these hand injuries, broken fingers, broken thumbs, broken hands. It had to get cleaned up. And it's always tough, you know, to be fair to the referees and the linesmen and that when their new rules are put in. I can't, not that it's a new rule, but the rules were there. But to clamp down on it. And I think we're starting to now, the players are figuring it out. You know, there's always going to be a few discretionary calls. That's part of the game. And that's say what you want, refereeing is part of the game, and we've got to live with that. But overall, I think it's going to be better for our game. It's going to be less injuries, less of these hand injuries, and I think it's something we had to put into our game.
I wonder in that competition committee, I agree that that those ticky-tack slashes were adding up, but is there ever a conversation about increasing some of the padding, specifically on the gloves? Because I look at those gloves, and I mean, you see them all the time too. I mean, honestly, they look like something an old man will wear when he goes for a Sunday drive.
No, I agree with you. And now, once again, Jason, as you know, there's two sides to this, and you know the skilled players nowadays, they love these smaller gloves. It gives them more freedom, I think, to snap. So there's always, you know, we're always trying to protect the players more. It's the same as the skates with the shot blockers. We'd like to implement that, but you know, unfortunately, you know, there is a player side to it. You know, performance-wise, they want to feel good. So it's something we've always encouraged. We're trying to get the manufacturers and the players to add more padding. But in the end, you know, the players have to have some say in this too. And right now, they're kind of comfortable where they're at with it.
Because the thing that kind of gets me from when I look, it's funny, I picked up an old pair of my gloves that are, you know, over 15 years old, is that the fingers, how the actual digit of the finger can get outside what I would call the padding on the back of the hand way too easy. And I think that's where you're getting those nicks from. And, you know, I don't know if you can tighten that up. And listen, I didn't have great hands, so it didn't really matter what I used. But I just see it all the time. And guys just get those little nicks on their fingers. It's not uncommon. I would really like to see that happen just to protect the players and avoid some of these little injuries. You know, Ryan's now out again.
No, I agree with you. It's you know, anytime somebody gets, you know, people, you think of a hand injury or finger injury, people think, oh, it's, you know, it's no big deal, but it's a 4 to 6 week rehab for sure, you know, just to get back healthy and that. So it is something. I think it's something that, you know, we're always talking with manufacturers, trying to get it better, and with the players, and you know, we just kind of keep going down that road, trying to make it them more protective as we go.
General manager for the Dallas Stars, Jim Neal, joins us. Oilers and the Stars tomorrow night in Edmonton. Jim, young defenseman, 23 years of age. Esa Lindell's playing 22 and a half minutes a night for you with Klingberg a lot of the time. You know, just tell us about his evolution and what you see in him. And maybe after all your experience the last few years in the league, is there a defenseman he reminds you of?
Well, he's kind of an unknown commodity, but a big part of our team. We've known about him, you know, ever since we drafted him. He's, you know, he played in the World Juniors for Finland. He's not a flashy guy, but he's a big, heavy guy, and he's just one of those guys. He makes all the right plays all the time, and he's a big part of our future. He's still young, but he's strong. He sees the ice well. He's combative, and like I said, it's he's a type of defenseman that's hard to find. To think of a defenseman to compare him to. You know, that's a tough one just off the mind here, but he's a guy that just does everything right. And I'd say a little bit, you know, for people out there in Edmonton, a little bit like Klefbom. You know, they're not the fanciest of guys, but they're always there in the right position. They're defense first, and they're heavy on the puck.
Does it make you raise your eyebrows when you pull out the stat sheet and you see that Las Vegas has only lost one game this year as an expansion team?
No, good for them. I don't think Gerard Gallant gets enough credit. I think he's done a great job there, and George McPhee and his staff did a great job picking. I think the rules probably worked out the way they should be for expansion, you know, to have a team, give them the chance to do it. But still, in saying that, I don't think anybody dreamed they'd have this much success. But we played them the first game of the year, and we lost to them in overtime. And they're in every game, and they've been getting good goaltending. They're down to their third and fourth goaltending. It's amazing. I thought this was when they'd hit the wall, but the young kids have come in and done a good job for them.
And Jim, you were able to make what a lot of people thought was a great trade with Vegas to get Mark Mathot, who had been a top pairing guy with Eric Carlson in Ottawa, for a mid-round pick, and he's come in and he's playing in your top four. It seemed a unique situation. A lot of people felt like maybe Vegas had the hammer leading up to the expansion draft, but then afterwards the other teams maybe had. Did you feel that as a GM, you know, talking to them before and after, that maybe the balance of power in negotiations had somewhat shifted?
Well, definitely before expansion, you know, they were holding the cards. We all knew we were going to have to lose a player. We all knew we were going to have to expose certain players. So it definitely worked in their favor, which it should have. You know, when you've spent that money, you're picking a new team. The league, we want these teams to have success when they start up, and it has worked that way. So the leverage was definitely in their favor. Has it switched back the other way? I don't know if it's switched that much. You know, he's got some good players there. He can decide to keep them. He can decide to trade some of them. So he's got himself in a good position, and a lot's going to depend. You know, we're 9-10 games into the season, and a lot's going to depend on injuries and performance of players, and we're just going to see where it goes down the road.
Two young defensemen kind of rotating in your third pair right now, Honka and Oleksiak, very different styles. Jamie Oleksiak, just a beast of a man. Where is he at in his development, Jim? Is he kind of where you're at, or were you expecting him to maybe be a little bit more advanced? Where is the area of his game he needs to improve?
Well, you know, Jamie's a big man. He's 6'7", and sometimes, you know, the bigger guys take a little longer for it all to kind of connect, for the dots all to connect. But he started to make big progress last season, then he ended up breaking his wrist back in February and ended up missing most of the season after that. But he's come in, he's had a great camp. It's kind of time now. It's time for him to grab it. He's at that age and that. And, you know, we're dying for these type of players. And the other guy you mentioned is Julius Honka. He was a number one pick of ours, played in Swift Current 3 years ago now. And he's just getting his feet wet. He's a real skater, power play type of guy, and we're excited his development and as he moves forward here.
Jim, I really appreciate your time. As always, we'll see you at the rink tomorrow. Thanks.
All right, guys, you take care. All the best.
Jim Neal, general manager of the Dallas Stars.